Hi, I'm Stunning Stella Cheeks.
And I'm the Enigma Erin Klein.
And this is
Not Your Demographic,
a feminist wrestling podcast.
Shockingly, those exist.
That is true. I have some witch nails.
Why would you not do that? You know that I'm probably stronger than you.
In your upper body. I have some crazy, like, Chun-Li legs. Mm-hmm.
That's true. I mean, not that you have Chun-Li legs, but that your legs are probably stronger than mine.
I mean, Chun-Li legs is not an insult. That is a compliment.
Oh, okay.
Have you seen that woman?
Mm-mm.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Chun-Li is a comic, or is a video game character. You are aware of this, yes?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh my god, we're Googling Chun-Li. You don't know Chun-Li?
No.
So I'm in the weirdest mood, everybody. Welcome to Not Your Demographic.
Hey,
I'm
everyone.
Currently showing Erin who Chun-Li is because she's the worst.
Shut up.
It's a Street Fighter character.
And she's got Street Fighter. I'm terrible at fighting games.
Bomb ass big old legs.
Oh, this one. Okay.
Yes,
I just didn't know what her name
was. The one that wears clothes as opposed to the military one. Yes, I did a burlesque number with.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yes. Of course.
Well, that makes sense.
Okay. Anyways, I have the weirdest energy right now because I lost my wallet last night and I've been like freaking out about it all day and like really upset, and then this wonderful Romanian woman found my wallet and found me on Facebook, but my dummy Facebook that I have only for work, and thankfully I checked my filtered messages, and she is the sweetest, and we're meeting at the corner at 8:30. She could kill me. I think she's probably going to give me my wallet back.
I think you're probably just going to get your wallet back.
She was like, okay, see you at corner. I was like, okay, see you at corner, you beautiful Romanian woman.
Perfect.
Oh, and then we were talking about who I told Erin that she had to come with me just in case this woman tries to kill me.
Mm-hmm.
Because Erin is strong.
I'm strong.
And now we're debating on who would win in a fight. She thinks I'm playing dirty and I'm using my nails.
Why would you not?
Yeah, hear them? In my big ass nails.
Yeah, she's got long ass nails. Like, you take somebody's eyes out, like, why would we get into a fair fight? Who gets into a fair fight?
Last time I got into an actual fight was probably in like 7th grade with one of my dad's girlfriends. Not one of my dad's girlfriends, but yes, kind of one of my dad's girlfriends. He a playa. Their daughter, she got in my face and I choke slammed her into a wall. So,
damn.
Apparently that's my go-to move, so watch out.
Oh, see, my thing is grab whatever is closest and throw it directly at their head. That like, they're stunned and you're gone. That's how you win a fight.
Yeah, mine apparently is choke slam against the wall.
I'm not surprised by that.
Also, I do have beautiful Chun-Li thighs.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. How are you? How was your week?
I'm pretty good. I had a great week.
I feel like we both had great weeks up until this wallet nonsense, but now I feel great.
Yeah, we're like upswing. We had amazing weekends. I went back to Michigan and saw one of my sisters in her last high school musical ever, which was...
Was it called Last High School Musical?
No, it was Little Shop of Horrors.
Little Shop of Horrors.
It was really good.
What school did she go to?
Grand Ledge.
Oh, yeah, I'm not surprised by that then.
Yeah, right? They've just got a shitload of money.
Money.
Ugh, ridiculous. Yeah, she was Ronette, one of the Shoebop girls, and was super funny. It was...
Is this the sister that's going to Loyola?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yep. I was like, are you going to audition for things when you get to Loyola? And she was like, I have no idea. I haven't decided yet. And I was like, good for you. That's probably a wise decision.
I mean, one of our good friends, well, my good friend and your casual acquaintance, Zach, he did tons of theater at Loyola and maybe took like one theater class. He did not get a major in theater at all.
That's right. I forgot that
and
he did
tons of theater.
That's right. That's a great point. I should tell her that.
Yeah, you don't have to. There's not like a weird role at Loyola where you have to be a... Well, I'm sure this is fascinating to everyone. We have so much wrestling to talk about, and I like kind of just want to have a conversation.
I know, right? We're just like, okay, we have weird energy. We've just got to like flow into
also,
it.
Also, we're going to have to stop recording in 20 minutes so I can go get my wallet.
That's true. So like, I don't want to get, like take off into anything. But yeah, so I went to Michigan. It was really fun. I got to like hang out with my family right before Mother's Day, which was really nice too. Yeah, it was great. I had a really good weekend, and then I went to a bomb-ass wrestling show.
I went to 2 bomb-ass wrestling shows.
I know that you did.
I live a bomb-ass wrestling life.
That's true.
What shirt are you wearing?
I am wearing my 100% badass.
I want it.
Becky Lynch shirt, right? It is sweet. I really like it. It is
super sweet.
It's also really comfortable, like, really comfortable.
Guess what shirt I'm wearing?
What? Is it Zack Ryder?
I figured I talked about wearing it 2 weeks in a row to bed that I was like, I did not wear this to work. I came home and was like, I'm going to put on this shirt.
Good. I'm glad that you did.
I almost wore it to one of the shows this weekend, and then I was like, oh, well, I got to rep Colt Cabana.
Obviously, yeah.
Obvi, I have to wear that shirt. And then I wore my Kevin Owens shirt to another show.
Mm-hmm. I wore my Colt Cabana shirt as well on Sunday.
And I wore my Pentagon Jr. shirt this Saturday because I got a Pentagon Jr. shirt from Pentagon Jr. And I took a picture of him with him, and he had his Zero Miedo fingers up and the money I paid him for the shirt in between his fingers. And
is that what that was?
This is the most baller photo.
That's awesome.
Yes, that's what that was.
That's amazing. Cool. Very cool.
Yeah, my weekend was nuts. Friday night, I went to the AAW show with Bobby and another friend, and then Saturday was Free Comic Book Day, and I was the Challenger, which is the superhero of Challengers Comics, so I was in costume all day, and then we went to the Squared Circle for dinner, and then on Saturday, I worked at Challengers, and then we went to the ROH taping, so I had a nerdy-ass weekend.
Yeah.
Is what I had. Comic super books fun. And wrestling.
Mm-hmm. I got to work on Monday, and I was just like, the down. After
I'm so glad I got to work from home on Monday.
Oh, man. Yep.
How productive my day at home was remains to be seen.
Seriously.
But I still got to stay at home.
I was the only one in my office on Monday, which was really nice.
Aren't you, like, the only person who works there?
It fucking feels like it a lot of the time. I don't know how it feels like nobody works there, and yet I answer questions, like, all day. And all that's I want so is for funny. Everyone to leave me
just
alone.
Just leave me alone. You know what's funny? Last week we were like, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go, gotta go. And right now we're like, la, la, la.
Laissez-faire.
All the time in the world. Thank you so much. Oh, Jesus. We should talk about some stuff.
Okay.
Oh, that's not a news noise. That's just me making noise. Holy shit. It's time for news.
It's time for news.
Oh, full disclosure, neither of us took, like, any notes at all.
No, it was... No. It just
fuck didn't. It. Loosey-goosey.
Loosey-goosey. Whatever.
You guys like if us we, already, right?
If we don't remember, it wasn't worth remembering, I guess. Right?
That's probably not true, but sure.
I mean...
I watched 6.5 promotions. I'm counting one as a half because ROH was New Japan and ROH. I watched 6.5 promotions this week.
Banana.
Why are you ruining my life? Go fight in the bathtub. No, don't do that. That's very loud. Go fight anywhere else. This episode is going to be noisy as shit because I'm now about to eat a Kit Kat. I kind of don't want to edit this one this week and just have everyone like in the side of my mind. Oh my god. You're what are
boss.
We talking about?
You do whatever you want.
I am the boss. Everybody remember that.
Yeah, you're the boss. I'm the wacky sidekick.
Aaron shows up, records her voice, and then disappears.
That's right.
Everything else is basically me. And then her just like piping up on Twitter.
Yep. I do lots of Twitter work. Ryback's merchandise was all moved into the sale department on the
ooh,
website. So they did not
girl.
They did not release him with the wave of releases, but they basically are like later. Bye, Felicia.
Oh, my goodness.
So, there you go. Your wildest dreams have come true.
Yeah, but now I feel bad. I feel like I've wished it into being.
Yeah, well.
To be fair, I mean, I don't run the WWE.
He's also apparently quite savvy and seems like he'll be fine.
Apparently.
Very strange. All very strange. Also, speaking of releases, there are a shitload of releases.
Yeah, this is their, like, annual culling of the herd.
Yeah, I've heard that there might be some more later this month, too, so.
Cameron, that's who we're missing.
Oh, Cameron, you're right. Okay, so everybody who was released. Cameron was released. Alex Riley. I'm so happy.
You know that Alex Riley is currently involved in a storyline on NXT. Because that's the one promotion you didn't watch. He is in a storyline with Nakamura right now on NXT.
Oh, that's right. They like because these are all already recorded.
Right, so that's weird.
That's super weird. Whatever. I'll watch Nakamura be Alex Riley's
like
ass.
I liked Alex Riley at first, and I was like, okay, like, I appreciate you being like, I don't want to be on commentary. I want to do a thing. And then he, like, took it way too far.
Yeah, he just, like, it was super weird.
In a not fun way.
It was weird because I feel like, because we were listening to Wrestling Compadres at the time.
That is true.
They're, like, you could just tell how angry he really was about the whole thing, and it became very uncomfortable. And, like, if that's how you are backstage, I can understand why everyone is so glad that you're gone.
Why,
like,
everyone hates you.
Like, it's just, ugh, black, gross. Okay, so Alex Riley, Damien Sandow was finally released. I'm sad, but
I am sad happy.
He already has an independent booking. Like, he is gonna be fine. He's gonna do great, and people are actually gonna get to see him fucking wrestle, which is incredible.
Yeah, so. And I'm sure he, like, theoretically will be making less money, but also won't be treated like a garbage dump anymore.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'm sure that's great for him.
Yeah, and, like, he can travel on a way reduced schedule, too, which is probably also worth it.
Worth it.
El Torito was released. He's really good. I watched a bunch of his old matches from before WWE. He is actually incredible.
Yeah, I think he'll be fine.
Yeah, he's actually an incredible wrestler. He's probably going to end up on Lucha Underground.
Or just go to AAA. I don't know why I said it like that. Like somebody having a stroke. Wow.
Yes, that's true. He might
this
be
episode.
He used to wrestle with them, I think.
Right. So. I don't know. I don't actually know that. I just said right because, like, I guess I'm racist and I assume because he's, like, of Mexican origin that he's gonna go AAA.
That's fine. Okay, that's fair.
That's a fair assumption though.
All right, that's fair.
Don't pretend like you didn't also have that thought. I just voiced
well I
it.
Knew that he was in AAA.
Okay. Okay, Hornswoggle, because I guess Hornswoggle was still a part of the company.
I thought he had already been released,
which is what I thought about Santino too. I thought Santino retired and then was like
he came back very briefly
but for like just spots, not for like wrestling.
Yeah, but he worked for them. I mean, he was under a contract to do that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I
so,
guess that's
like,
fair.
They would just let him
I don't know
be
why
there.
They had to, like, put him as a part of the releases, though. I feel like that was weird.
Yeah, I don't know.
That was super weird. I kind of feel bad about Cameron. I feel like she was getting better. Like, she was better than
better.
Eva Marie.
Yeah, she was getting better, but, like, she also publicly supported Ryback at, like, the exact wrong time to have done that.
Yeah.
Which, good for her, but at the same time, like, that was not very smart.
I think Bobby was like, I think she's done. And I was like, you don't think she'll try and do any indies? And he was like, I don't think she cares enough about wrestling to try and do indies. And I was like, that's fair.
I think she loves wrestling, but I don't think that she's made to be a professional wrestler.
Yeah.
So, oh well. Bye, Cameron.
Girl bye.
Wade Barrett was officially released as well. So,
he's taking a sabbatical, I guess.
Yeah.
He was I'm not going to wrestle for a while.
Mm-hmm. And, like, we all knew he was leaving anyway, and, like, it's kind of nice that they just released him and were like, we're not going to make you travel and do all this bullshit for no
just,
reason.
Bye-bye.
Right, so, that's good.
Is there other news? I'm sure there was.
We talked before we started recording about the shareholders' phone call today that 13 NXT stars have been called up and 17 are out with injury right now.
Not just NXT stars, like 17 wrestlers are out.
Superstars in the company.
Superstars.
Which is bananas. Can you name all of them? We tried earlier.
It's hard.
It's very hard. We're not going to try and do it right now because we're already lollygagging like shit, so.
Yeah, I don't even know how long it is already.
I also wanted to say as a shout out, Suit Williams is trying his damnedest to get me to watch Progress Wrestling, and I promise that I will watch it. Apparently, you can get, like, a free year if you sign up for their trial using, like, their stream using a code. And he was like, you should do this, there's a new... And then when they had a new show, he was like, you should watch this show! I'm like, I know! So, I will watch that. I promise I will get more into Progress when my classes are done for this semester. So
I feel pretty overloaded.
Yeah, I mean,
I watch a lot.
That's true.
And now I'm back into ROH. For when ROH went off my TV, I was like, well, I'm not going to, like, seek it out necessarily. But now I feel, like, committed, especially since Colt Cabana's there a bunch now.
Yeah. I want to see as much Colt Cabana as possible.
Yeah, we both have, like, hardcore crushes on him.
I love Colt Cabana. He's the best.
Yeah, he's the best.
We can talk about how he's the best when we get into promotions, I guess.
I don't know. Do you have other news? I'm sure there are other things that happened, but, like, whatever.
No, I didn't.
Whatever.
Hallelujah.
the independent shows we went to.
All right. On Friday, you went to the AAW show.
I did, and I met Sarah Slam from Face Lock Feministas.
Yeah, what up, girl?
Hey, girl. We took a selfie.
I saw it. It was cute.
I mean, I looked awful, but, like, I let it slide. She showed it to me, and I was like, cute. I'm not going to be a dick in this moment because we just met. You look great. I had another thing like that every Comic Freak Day, and I was like, I'm trying to be so chill, and I look bad. But I was chill about it up until this moment.
Yeah, that's fine.
That's like 78 hours. That's more than 78 hours. I don't know how to do math. No. Leave me alone.
I literally didn't even change my expression.
Stop looking at me like that. I met Chicago C. Rose as well. I saw her literally three times this weekend.
She is the sweetest person.
I saw her at AAW. I saw her at the Squared Circle, and I saw her at ROH.
Oh my God. She made a flower crown for me and I got it at the Global Wars show on Sunday. She was sitting three rows in front of me, and she tweeted at me and was like, are you sitting behind me? And I was like, yes. And she leaned up, she like turned around and had this flower crown and like went to hand it to me. And so I just reached into the crowd and pulled this flower crown out. And Mike was like, what the hell just happened?
I know. We were not sitting together, and like I turned around and looked at you, and I was like, what the fuck is on her head?
Yep, I just reached into the crowd and pulled a flower crown out.
Oh my goodness. Anyways, I went to AAW show. It was, first of all, in the most bizarre place I've ever been. 115 Bourbon Street is insane.
Really?
It is giant. It is like this weird, there was cowboy line dancing happening outside.
Yeah, I listened there. To that Face Like Feministas. They did the like indie show this week too. I was listening to Sarah describe it and was like, what the fuck?
It is the most bizarre place. It's like
there's
a
like
maze.
Family dining there.
It's like a maze of suburb nightmares.
Oh, no.
Nightmares. That's exactly what it is.
Gross. That's a place I would hate to be.
But it worked really well. Oh, except for they had in the room that they were wrestling in, they had the most tacky faux glass chandeliers. So you could tell and dripping faux rain stuff. And I was like, oh, some suburb, like, families have weddings in this room. This is a wedding reception room. As a wedding professional.
Shade.
Those are tacky as shit.
Yeah. Gross.
And on branches, they had like fake branches dripped in like faux diamonds.
Weird.
It was super weird. Made for a fun wrestling place.
What?
Anyways,
weird
whatever.
Environment.
Not important. I feel like I'm dying.
AAW show.
It was amazing. It was top to bottom so fun. You know, sometimes I feel like when I go to these like indie shows, there's one or two matches where I don't really know anybody, or even if I do know them, it like kind of drags. Like, no. Top to bottom, I had such a good time.
It was so glad you
so much fun. The crowd was so fun. The performances in the ring were, like, superb. I got to meet Pentagon Jr., and I finally got a Pentagon shirt because I looked for it for months, but I was like, I can't find, I don't speak Spanish, so I don't know where to go, and I want to make sure I get the money to the wrestler. Well, I gave it right to his hand.
Yeah, right? Perfect.
Yeah, and it was so good. It was just really good. Like, Kimberly and Heidi Lovelace had a match. It was super fun.
It got signed, like, the night before the show, too.
Kimberly busted her face up a little bit. There was some blood.
Oh, good.
But
good.
It was super fun. I have such, like, a crush on Heidi Lovelace.
She is so great. She's such a great natural heel. She's just really good.
Yeah. And she walks that fine line sometimes of, like, tweener type stuff. It was great. The other women's match was Candice LeRae and Jessica Havoc, which was
awesome.
Which was pretty brutal. Like, it wasn't like
I can imagine
taking a kendo stick and beating the shit out. But like Candice's rally was so good. Like, Havoc won because that makes sense in that storyline.
That's the background of my phone right now.
Oh my God.
Isn't that amazing?
I mean, have you watched that match?
No. I was talking to Bobby about it, and he was like, I have it, I can show it to you. So next time we hang out, I'm gonna watch it with him.
Yeah. For the audience who is not here with eyeballs, the back of Aaron's phone is a picture of Candice LeRae bloody from the match where she got all busted up.
Yeah, she looked like a badass, and I was like,
she is a badass.
She's a badass, for sure.
She is a badass. Jessica Havoc, also a fucking badass.
Super badass. Did not know that she was dating
Sam
McCann.
Are you serious?
I really did not know that. I was very surprised
to learn that. What fucking world do you live in that you don't know that?
Well, how would I know that? Why would I know that?
I've known that for a very long time.
I did not know that. They're a super adorable couple. I like it a lot.
The
best.
Oh my God, follow Jessica Havoc on Instagram because she is like the cutest and sweet. What? Oh yeah, you're a Snapchatter.
I'm a Snapchatter.
Well, one of us here is superior to the other.
One of us uses it for illicit reasons.
Oh my God. I post pictures of my butt and boobs all over Instagram. Thank you so much.
They're permanent photos. I don't want mine to be permanent photos.
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. And mine are like classy.
Yeah, mine are not classy.
Oh my God. What are we talking about? AEW.
AEW.
There was a match that was kind of a free-for-all match. I know there was a name, but there was, like, 8 people in. And it was a match where I, like, really didn't know anybody. I kind of knew some people from going to the other AEW show, but the characters in it were really fun. It was a good match. The match I had a bunch of fun at was the Moose and AR Fox match versus the Besties. Channing Moose is, like, the funnest thing in the world.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Also, because he was with AR Fox, we kept going, Moose. Fox, Moose, Fox, which was super fun. And then it turned it into people were chanting, like, let's go, Besties. And then the rest of the crowd would go, Moose, Fox, Moose. And so then me and Bobby were being assholes and went for the rest of the night when there was a chant to ourselves. We would, you know, people would go, this is awesome. And we would go, Moose, Fox, Moose the whole time, which was super fun. The fucking, it was Colt Cabana, the Kentucky Gentleman, Chuck Taylor, that's his name. Yes. And the guy who's a cop. Oh my God.
Dick Justice.
Nope, not Dick Justice. That is a different cop. That is absolutely a different cop. The Chuck Taylor's tag team partner, who is also a cop. You know what? Why are we looking at this? I'm going to text Bobby. Dear Bobby, what is the name of the guy that I can't remember? What's Chuck Taylor's tag partner name? Fuck it. We're skipping it, and then we'll go back to it. The main event was Tommaso Ciampa versus Sami Callihan.
Yes.
It was fucking awesome. They, like, fought on the bar. We were, like, all standing on our seats. They, like, threw each other into the crowd. There was fucking chairs and blood and trash cans. And it was awesome. Jessica Havoc came out and fucking chokeslammed Tommaso Ciampa. It was fucking awesome.
That's amazing.
It was so good.
Man, I really like Tommaso Ciampa's shirt.
I like all of his shirts.
I like the blue one a lot. I like the skull,
just the skull and him with the guns. Yeah. I just want that as a tank top.
Yeah, you can probably do that.
You can do it. Thank you so much.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know. It was just super, super fucking fun. I had such a good time.
Did Chris Hero wrestle?
Oh my God, no, but you know what we're not talking about? Pentagon Jr. versus Phoenix, which is the reason. Hands down, the best match of the night because, like, I don't know, just excitement or because whatever. My favorite style of wrestling is Lucha Libre. I like the high-flying stuff. I like that type of storytelling. It was so good.
Yeah.
It was so good. Kind of a bummer, the one bummer thing, and I don't think she'll ever listen to this, and if she does, like, I don't know, check yourself. I brought somebody to the wrestling show that asked to go, and they had never been to a wrestling show before, and opposite of my other experience with AEW, they did not have a good time. They were really negative about it. They kept talking about how this is fake, and, oh, like, if somebody did, like, a chop or a hit that didn't look real enough, she would, like, scoff. And then Silas Young did the thing that he does because he's the last real man, and he did some basic heel work, and he came out, and the crowd cheered for him, and this was right after Candace and Havoc, and he was like, oh, I can't trust this crowd because y'all just cheered for a bunch of women, which, like, is not a great thing to say, but, like, in the grand scheme of things, like, it's, like, pretty solid, regular heel work, and he didn't call anybody, like, a cunt. There was, like, no questionable, scary storyline.
And, you know, honestly, the fact that that's something that you can say to get booze now is kind of incredible.
Right.
Like, that, the fact that
Nobody laughed. Nobody was like, yeah, fuck women.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Like, the fact that it was done to get
heat. It turned the crowd on him so hard.
That's good. That's really good.
She took that so personally, like, had to walk out, was texting during the Pentagon and Phoenix match, like, wasn't paying attention. Me and Bobby have known this person for a long time, so we kind of just were like, brushing it off. We're like, whatever, we're having a great time. So we're just going to watch this wrestling and lose our voices and scream. But it was kind of a bummer. So, like, that sucked. But, you know, it's not for everyone. I was just, like, a little peeved because she's a performer, too. Like, if somebody in her audience was acting the way that she was, I mean, as vocal and, like, negative, like, she would be super heckling, but not in, like, a fun way. She would be super pissed about it.
Yeah.
And also, like, you watch movies. Movies are fake. And burlesque Spoiler. Is dumb. Like, I love burlesque, but it's dumb. Like, True. It's a dumb performance art. Wrestling is a dumb performance art. Like, it's beautiful and amazing, but it's silly. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Even when it's serious, it's still silly. Like, it's okay to not take yourself seriously all the time.
Yeah.
The amount of times I heard MMA is better, I was like, first
she
of all,
doesn't even you don't watch even watch MMA. MMA.
Oh Second my God. Of all, like, it's different. Third of all, it's not. That's my opinion. The third of all is my opinion.
I watch both of them, and I would agree that MMA is not better than wrestling.
And this wasn't, it wasn't like a shitty show. It was an amazing show.
What a dummy.
Oh my God, Bobby, text me back. Whatever. Chuck Taylor, Colt Cabana, and this guy who dresses like a cop who is not Dick Justice, but who is very good. He's one of those guys that you look at him and you're not like the Mac and you're like, oh, you can't move. You're a weird shaped guy. Not weird shaped. You're a not traditionally athletic shaped guy.
Right.
Amazing. Like so cool. Agile. So good. And they wrestled the hooligans. I like the hooligans. I think that gimmick too. Is super solid.
Yeah, it works.
It was such a fun comedy match. Like so good. It was so fun. And like seeing Colt Cabana twice in one weekend, I'm like swooning.
So jealous that you got to see Colt Cabana drop a stunner.
And he dropped a stunner. And then I immediately was like, ooh, Aaron.
Yep, pretty sad that I missed that. I also tweeted, I was like, yo, if anyone has a video or a gif of this, and nobody did.
Nobody
like,
did.
Fuck, guys.
Life is shitty for you.
Right? So shitty. So shitty. I mean, I got to scream Colt Cabana's name at the top of my lungs on Sunday, so I can't be too mad about it.
We can't be too mad.
Too mad.
Can't be too
good,
mad.
I'm glad. Who did Silas Young wrestle?
He wrestled, oh my God, Damian Dijak.
I don't know who that is.
He's a ROH wrestler too.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure that's his name. I know his last name is Dijak. Mm. Damian. There's so many wrestlers that sometimes I'm like, I got one of your names, so like.
Oh, yeah. There's just so many. There's so many. So many are good. I really like Silas Young. I've, like, really come around on him.
Yeah, he has, like, questionable, like, Donovan Dijak, not Damian. We were just talking about. But he wrestled him. And it was a really good match. I just hit my mic. It was a very good match.
Yeah.
It was, like, a more traditional, like, wrestling match. But it was really good. And good heel heat. Like, it was.
Yeah.
It worked.
Yeah. I like him a lot. He's a really good wrestler.
Yeah.
I listened to his interview on Art of Wrestling, too, and he seems like a legitimate human being as
well.
Yeah,
he just has that type of gimmick, which it, like, walks a fine line of being, like, the worst and, like, okay. I mean, the last real man is, like, a problematic, tagline anyways, but, like, if you're a villain, like, whatever.
And he had a great feud with Dalton Castle, and, like, it worked.
It was a great feud with, like, a weird side story, which was still uncomfortable, and I would like to talk about how it will always remain uncomfortable, the, like, reprogramming the gay boys is always uncomfortable.
But it didn't stick, which is, like...
Yeah, which is good, I guess.
Yeah, it, like, and everyone just accepts it and likes them better for who they are as these ambiguous characters, but...
How much do you think it pisses people off when we can't remember names or we say, like, Damian Dijak instead of Donovan
Dijak? Oh, I'm sure
Dijak.
There are people who sit in their office and are like,
these fucking idiot girls, they don't even know nothing about wrestling. Me, me, me.
That's not necessarily true. Like, I listen to Bill Burr's podcast and he forgets shit all the time. And it, like, I almost kind of like it because I just expect
it. Makes
it.
You feel smart.
Well, yeah, it makes me feel smart, but I also, like... I'm like, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Because I also find it frustrating when, like, I don't know what what the words that he's looking for are. So when I do, I'm like, yeah, I got it.
It is a pet peeve of mine when, like, somebody misspeaks or misses something. And instead of just being like, oh, did you mean, somebody's like, wrong. That was wrong. You're wrong.
Those people are dicks. We shouldn't hang out with them.
Yeah, fuck you guys.
Be a nice person.
ROH.
ROH.
Global Wars.
Oh, so good. It was so good.
It was really good. Like I said, full disclosure, I had a more fun time at AEW, I think just because it was a different vibe of a crowd, and it was like, It wasn't like, this is Global Wars. AEW show was like, this is a wrestling show. It is fun.
Yeah, it's definitely.
I mean, it had like intensity, obviously, between Tommaso Ciampa and Sami Callihan, but it was just like a different vibe.
Also, Lucha is one of your favorite promotions, and you got to see two people from Lucha. So, like, that's, I totally understand that. Incredible. It was so good. It was so good. Like,
how was it seeing all those Japanese wrestlers? Like, I know a lot of them, and I've watched a lot of matches on YouTube, and like, I love Kushida.
Yeah, I understand why you enjoyed the AEW promotion more, but like seeing Okada and Tanahashi wrestle is like, I can't even describe it for you. Like, I never thought I would ever in my life see them wrestle live. Like, when would I ever see them?
You know, when we go to Japan. Nick doesn't want to go to Japan with me. I want to go to Japan.
I want to go to Japan too. And Michael doesn't want to go with me. Japan sort of freaks me out because I get very nervous about crowds.
Oh, see, I'm not like that. I want to go to the weirdest places in Japan. I want to go robot bars.
I want to go to the robot bar so bad.
I want to go to like weird Jurassic Park themed love hotels. Like, I'm all about
it. Yes. Let's do it.
I want to do it.
Not your demographic travels to.
Girls trip. And then we'll see wrestling. That sounds dope. Anyways.
Super dope.
Japanese wrestling.
Yeah, it was incredible. Seeing Naito was great too. Like, I really, really like him. I was so happy to see him live.
That was my first
time
seeing Naito at all, period.
Really?
Yes. You've described him to me many times. Mm-hmm. I think he was, other than Kushida, who is like one that I actually already know and like.
Right. He's great.
I really enjoyed Naito. You're right. I did like him.
I figured you would. He's just such a cocky dickhole.
And he was wrestling not Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly.
Yes. And they had a great match. Yeah. They had a super great match. I really enjoyed it. I liked Naito's white suit. He looks handsome as hell. It was so weird to walk to our seats.
What is the eyeball thing?
I don't really know. I don't know.
Just like, he's like, one of my eyes is significantly bigger than the other, so I guess I'm just gonna play with it a lot.
I think it's supposed to be a monocle. So he puts the monocle on so that he can read things. That's what it is.
But it's just his fingers.
Yeah, I know. It's a pantomime. I don't really understand it. I know that their whole thing is that they went to Mexico to learn how to wrestle,
I've always wondered why they had like a Mexican.
Yeah, that's their whole thing is that they went to Mexico and learned how to wrestle and then came back to Japan, and their stable name means the Ungovernables, which is dope.
Yeah. That was cool to see him. Ishii is like a lot shorter than I thought he was.
He's very short, but I love that his
gimmick
is...
I get like the bulldog type thing.
Yeah, I love that his thing is like, he just no-sells the shit out of you. Like, oh yeah, you can just like whack him in the face and he's like, bring it on, motherfucker!
I did like that he lost though, because
I did too, I was shocked.
I love the infamous Bobby Fish.
I was shocked that he lost and was really excited about it. So that was really cool.
The only downside of him losing is that I think seeing a match between Ishii and Dalton Castle would have been super sick.
Would have been super sick, but weren't these two a tag team for like a super long time too? I think that's the whole thing, is that they're now gonna...
Dalton Castle and Bobby Fish?
Yeah.
If they were, that was before I started watching.
They were the BFFs, I think, something like that.
Great.
Yeah.
I believe you.
So I think that's why this is set up that way, so that they can have this like feud now.
That was before I started watching, so I don't know. But I believe you.
We also got to see Dalton Castle wrestle. Who's the best?
That was a good match.
That was a great match.
Dalton Castle, ACH.
I really like ACH a lot.
Yeah, I like that he's a big fucking nerd.
Yeah, me too.
Dalton Castle, ACH, Roddy Strong, and a fourth person.
Who's the fourth person?
God, we really can't remember shit.
I don't remember. I'm sorry, I don't remember.
It was an ROH wrestler, though. It wasn't a Japanese wrestler.
Yeah, because it was before the pay-per-view started. Oh, yeah, if you watched the pay-per-view, you didn't get to see this, because it was not on the pay-per-view.
Shit. It was another person. Anyways, Dalton Castle won. It was awesome.
Yeah, so he's now the number one contender for the TV title.
Mm-hmm.
Super dope.
The Women of Honor match we got to see.
Oh, yeah. Crazy Mary Dobson, who was the one that fought Tessa Blanchard at that WrestleCon show that I could not remember her name. She wears the, like, red rags. She was on an episode of NXT. It was... She just was like an enhancement talent. Mm-hmm. It was really weird. They did not explain her character at all. So it was like, why are you wearing these weird rags? It was very strange.
Yeah.
And she fought Kelly Klein, right? That was her name?
Sure.
I'd never seen her
before. I liked her. She was the heel.
Yeah.
I liked her a lot. I don't know why. I was just like, she was kind of like a bruiser.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I liked her. She wasn't like a big girl who was a bruiser. Right. She was just like,
She looked like a soccer player. That's how she's built. Yes, she's built like does. A soccer player. I like that she wore bright pink. She reminded me of girls I went to high school with who are like...
I think her whole thing is she's like all American, too.
Right. She's like built like she's very athletically built, but also had like pink colors and girly, but was like, no, I'll fuck you up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was a great match. I really enjoyed it. Mm-hmm. We were in the merch line at first when it... So I missed like the first 2 or 3 minutes of it.
Yeah, I was waiting for my ticket because I went with new friends. I met Brittany Meyer, who is local, and then her friend Nick. We got the ticket because the editor of Femme Zaguri, which is a website that we have promoted. You guys should go check it out.
It's cool.
She lives in Toronto, and she was like, I can't come. I have this ticket. Do you want it? And I was like, yeah, new wrestling fans, and I get to see ROH Global Wars. Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm going to do that.
Hell yeah.
You were a row ahead of me, too. I was like, that bitch. What the hell?
I feel like the way that those chairs set up were, they were the worst. Like, you probably had better view because I had to crane my neck so hard.
That's
like,
true. Mike and I were sitting next to each other. We didn't have anyone on the right of us, anyone on the left of us, and the entire row behind us was empty. So we had like this, like, smushed. Weird pocket. I feel like that's why the atmosphere of the crowd didn't really get to me in the same way it did to other people.
The people around me were not bad at all. That's not what it was. It was just like, it was a different vibe. It was a more like, way more men, a lot more, I don't know, and I hate this word, but a lot more marquee, like a lot, it was a little bit more intense, whereas I feel like the AEW show was like a little bit more fun.
Oh, see, I think it is the crowd though, because I was surrounded by mostly women.
Okay.
And who were all, and like, Chicago C. Rose was like two rows ahead of me and all of her friends were there who were all there to have like a really good time.
Yeah.
So I think I was just in like a really good pocket. So like I didn't feel that at all. Like the crowd never really felt hostile to me.
Yeah, like the guy, hostile is the wrong word. I never felt uncomfortable or like unsafe or anything
No.
And like, nobody was being like, oh, this fucking girl. It was just like the guy next to me like didn't cheer one time. He just like sat there and watched the show, which is like fine, but it was like, I don't get it. Like we're here to like scream and have fun.
Oh, that's weird.
And there are a lot of people around me who were like, they're like, oh yeah, remember when this person did that and that? And I was like, I get it. We all watch that stuff. But like, why can't we just watch the show that's happening now?
That's unfortunate.
So that's the vibe that I was in. Was like the very like marquee.
I see.
It wasn't negative. Like nobody was shitty. Nobody screamed out anything awful. Like that's not the section I was in. It was just the more like, section. Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's annoying. So. I see what you're saying.
But Brittany and Nick were awesome.
That's good. Well, good. Good, good, good. All right, who else was on the Ring of Honor card that we need to talk about? The Okada-Tanahashi tag match. Amazing. It was great.
With Moose and my... With Moose... Oh, Dan Barry is his name. AEW.
Dan Barry. That's
I
right.
I literally cannot for the life of me remember that guy's name.
Never gonna remember.
Chuck Taylor, Dan Barry, Cole Cabana. It was great.
Okay.
They were a great team. Anyways, what are we talking about?
Okada, Tanahashi, Moose,
and Michael Elgin.
Yes, Michael Elgin, that guy you hate.
I have this visceral reaction. Like, I understand that Michael Elgin is a million times better wrestler than Ryback, but the, like, reaction I have when Ryback comes on is the same reaction I have to Michael Elgin. I just, like, do not like that fucking guy. I just, like, cannot handle it. Though, he had a really good match at the AEW show with Juice Robinson, which was, like, a really good match.
Mm-hmm.
Who was also in the show.
Yeah. Yes, he was.
There's so much.
Oh, my God. There's so many people.
But it was funny because I was cheering for Tanahashi and Okada just because it was fun because I was like, whatever, it's cool to see you guys. I'm going to cheer for you guys.
Yeah.
And I was cheering for Moose because I'm, like, all about Moose.
Yeah.
But then I was like, every time Michael Hogan would do something, people would cheer and be like, boo. Boo. Fuck this guy. I, like, cannot explain my, like, distaste for Michael Elgin.
I don't really get it. Like, he doesn't really I don't like him, but he doesn't bother me.
Like, really bothers me.
I think he's a decent wrestler, so I mean, whatever. He's just kind of a non-person to me.
A non-person.
It's terrible.
The Bullet Club versus Matt Sydal, Bushido, Alex Shelley, and the Motor City Machine Gun. So Alex Shelley and Chris Sabin.
Mm-hmm.
That was amazing. But you know what? Fucking everyone was cheering and going crazy for the Young Bucks and Bullet Club, and I get it because people are, like, all into that. I like the Young Bucks a lot. I'm not, like, a crazy huge Bullet Club fan because I don't watch New Japan.
Yeah.
But, like, MVP of that match was fucking Alex Shelley.
He was so good. It was
MVP
so good.
MVP of that fucking match.
Oh, also, here's some important information I did not have. We did not have because we weren't watching it with commentary. Mr. Wrestle 3 made a big to-do about how he had paid $6,000 to bet on all the
super kicks.
Right, and I didn't realize that that match ended with no super kicks.
Yeah.
I thought that they...
Oh, I...
What did they throw at the end? Because they threw some kind of kick. Was it a leg lariat, maybe?
Yeah, it was just a kick. It wasn't a super kick. Like, there were kicks in it, but there was no, like, super kick.
I guess from the angle I was sitting at, it looked like they were super kicks. So, okay, that makes more sense to me then.
Yeah, and I think maybe some members of the other team threw some, but, like, the Young Bucks didn't throw them.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. I think, actually, they did throw because some super kicks at the end. Because the
Young Bucks kept tweeting, like, oh, there's going to be the most amount of super kicks you'll ever see. Mm-hmm. And then everyone was like, Miss Wrestling, I saw a thing where he was like, oh, no, I lost so much money, there were zero super kicks.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that came off full circle. I just, like, feel like everyone popped super hard for the Young Bucks and Bullet Club, and I get it, but, like, the other faction or whatever, they were killing it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, everybody in that was good, too. And I don't care super hard for the gorillas.
Yeah. One of them seems really hot under the makeup.
The one with the short hair?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does.
I was like, this guy seems hot.
Yeah. Agreed.
He's like, I can't really see your face because it's all painted up, but I'm kind of all about it.
Yeah, all about it. I completely agree with that. That's the first time they've ever wrestled in North America.
Hmm.
So that was also kind of cool to get to see them, too.
Where are they from?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
We'll Google it later.
Yeah, a little bit later.
Whatever. But I'm just saying, like, I get it.
Yeah.
But, like, the other four were amazing. And Alan Shelley busted his ass.
Also, Alex Shelley and Matt Sydal look weirdly alike.
Twinsies, right?
It's super weird. It's
the haircut.
And it's the way that their faces are, like, sort of... Like, Alex Shelley and then Matt Sydal is Alex Shelley with his face just pushed in just a little bit.
A little smaller of a head.
Yeah. Like...
But, like, the same haircut.
Yeah. It's super weird. I think they might have the same eyes, too. Maybe that's what it is.
Maybe they're the same person.
Right?
Inception. Right. I don't know what Inception means. I didn't really like that movie.
Not all that. What match was Juice Robinson in?
It was Juice Robinson and a Japanese wrestler who I don't know wrestling against an ROH team.
All I remember is Juice Robinson.
It was a guy from Japan who I don't know. I just kept yelling Juice.
Yeah, all I remember is Juice Robinson.
Oh, also Cheeseburger and Juice and Thunder Liger versus The Addiction.
Yes, that was a really fun match. I really enjoyed that.
I'm kind of all about Cheeseburger.
Yeah. Like, I don't get it, but
work with what you got.
Yeah. Like, mad respect. I don't know. It's like, if you told me he was already super over, I don't think I would be into it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird.
I think Christopher Daniels is hot in, like, a scary way.
Yeah.
Right?
Agreed.
In, like, a really scary way.
Like, he could show up and be like, also, man, incredible, like, this, yeah. And yeah. Be like,
But, like, kind of hot. But yeah. Because he's older, it's pretty incredible how, like, both The Addiction, they're older, like, they move amazing.
Yeah.
I like watching them wrestle a lot. I'm excited to see the match from Dearborn.
Yeah. Who did War Machine wrestle?
Briscoes.
The Briscoes, that's what it was. I was like, I can't remember what the,
That match was really, really good.
It was really good. It was very good.
It had, like, a slow build, and the audience was being kind of, like, lame about it, but then, like, the build, like, grew, and it was intense and really, really good. Here are the realizations I've come to. Jay Briscoe looks a lot like one of my dirtbag cousins, like, twins.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm with you.
A lot. And then Mark Briscoe looks like the kid in Jumanji when he's turning into the monkey.
I completely agree with you. That is so accurate.
But, like, Mark Briscoe is my favorite. Like, I understand that the Briscoes are problematic, but I like how Mark Briscoe just screams all the time in, like, a scary, like, hillbilly banshee scream.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm all about it. War Machine is not my favorite gimmick, but they are great to watch live.
Yeah, they are. They're really, really good wrestlers. Yeah. Both of them are really good, and, like, more big guys who can just fucking move. Like,
right, for real.
I don't know which one is which. I don't. They're both just War Machine to me.
It doesn't matter.
War Machine.
Why
one.
Do we need to be able to tell tag teams apart? They're the same. They function.
They're an entity.
They function as one.
Yes.
So.
War Machine one hit a drop kick at one point, and I was just like, "How the fuck did that even? How gravity? I don't understand. It was
gravity.
So great.
I don't understand.
Yeah, it was really good. And other matches? Is there anything else? Can we just talk about Cole Cabana now?
Yeah, I'm sure there are other matches. And I, for the life of me, cannot remember who Juice Robinson and his partner wrestled. But I think that's fine.
Okay.
Oh. No.
No.
But I do remember the opening that probably wasn't on the pay-per-view was the All Night Express and others. I just like Kenny King a lot, so that's all I remember is the All Night Express.
Yeah, that's right. There was just so much. There were just so many people there. It's like kind of hard to
yeah, it was
remember
like
it all.
And I was, almost all of the ROH like
yeah
roster, and then like a bunch of New Japan wrestlers.
Shitload of New Japan wrestlers. Like the yeah. Oh, I was gonna say earlier when we walked in past our seats, it was so weird just seeing all the New Japan guys like chilling behind tables, signing autographs, and I was like, you're all right here. Oh my god. Okada is so pretty.
Is his like gimmick is that he just like seems bored all the time?
Kinda,
I was like,
I guess.
I feel like he's giving like he's really performing well, but I love that he kind of also looks like he doesn't give a shit.
He's just like a baller. That's
just like whatever.
Did you see anyone holding up those money bunnies? They were like big gold bunnies.
No.
That's one of his weird things too.
He loves the money bunnies.
He's just all about all the monies. That's what he does.
And bunnies.
He's the rainmaker. He makes it rain.
No, I understand the money part. I'm, like, confused about the bunny part.
Japanese.
Yeah. Okay. They have bunny islands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That look of realization just, like, swept across your face.
Yeah. Japanese. I get it now.
So, the main event. Cole Cabana versus
boom,
Jay
boom.
Lethal.
Oh, Cole Cabana. Boom, boom. Cole Cabana.
Oh, man. That was...
I love Cole Cabana, and, like, I don't actually know what the Boom Boom reference is to, but, like, I watch a lot of Avenger Time, and they call poops Boom Booms. So, in my head, I'm always like, oh, I know that's not what it means.
That's so funny, and I'm not
going
to think
like,
of anything else now.
I know that. Because Finn will always be like, I want, because, like, there's an episode where he, like, is a baby, and he Boom Booms in his pants. And they have those underoos on Pro Wrestling Team that just say boom boom on the bottom.
Oh, no!
Don't get me wrong, I love Cole Cabana so much, and I don't actually know what the reference is.
I would have totally bought those underwear, too. Oh, no, now I can never. No. Oh, my God.
But I love Cole Cabana a bunch. I just always think of Adventure Time and poop.
Oh, my God. Okay, anyway, moves past the point. Cole Cabana
versus Jay Lethal. Neither of us are huge Jay Lethal fans, but...
I like Jay Lethal. I think that he's a very good wrestler, and I think
oh
he's
my
a
god,
good
we have
heel.
Talked shit about Jay Lethal so much, and now you just all of a sudden like Jay Lethal?
Well, no, I really like the Lethal Injection. He just, like...
We've talked about how we don't like the Lethal Injection before.
No, that is a lie. I've never said I don't like the Lethal Injection.
I feel
injection.
Like I need to go back and listen to every episode, because I feel like you've said that.
You can definitely go back and say that, because that's untrue. It's an RKO with a fancy thing in the front of it. Why would I not like that? It's literally built for my consumption. Like, hello? It's one of my favorite finishers.
Okay, whatever. Maybe it was just me and Bobby talking.
That, totally
it's not
possible.
That we don't like the Lethal Injection. It's just that, like, the way that Jay Lethal wrestles most of the time, it feels very, like, predictable. Like, Jay Lethal's going to do this, and Jay Lethal's going to do this. And, like, most wrestlers are predictable because they have the stuff that they hit, but it, like, doesn't ever feel exciting for me when I watch Jay Lethal.
Oh, I totally understand that. I can totally see that. I like his character a lot more than I used to. I think that's a big part of it, too, that, like, I like... I also like Jay Lethal. I think that he seems like a legit dude.
Yeah, I think Jay Lethal seems like a legit dude. I like listening to him on Art of Wrestling. I just, like, am not the hugest fan of him as a wrestler. But Cole Cabana and him, like, bring out the best in each other. That was a fucking great match.
So good. It was so good.
Also, like Cole Cabana and his, like, weird Chicago jacket. I was all about that.
I was all about that, too. Oh, man. My favorite thing about just before the match even started... People cheering Colt Cabana over Jay Lethal's entrance was incredible. It was just, like, the whole room felt...
Everybody was there for Colt.
It just felt so electric. Like, everyone was there and excited and, like, that was the... I understand what you mean about the vibe of the room. I feel like that, at that time, was the one time everyone was in it. Yeah. Everyone was happy. Everyone was super excited and really positive. And it was just, like, a really great experience. It was really cool to be there for that.
Yeah.
And you could tell Colt Cabana was so happy, too. Yeah. You could just see it all over his face.
Like, and his mama was in the audience. Ugh.
So great.
On Mother's Day.
Right? Happy Mother's Day.
Watch me get zip-tied to a fence and kicked in the face.
Did he get zip-tied?
Yeah, he got zip-tied in the corner.
Oh, see, I saw Jay Lethal get zip-tied.
Jay Lethal got zip-tied in the ring. Colt got zip-tied onto one of the banners in the corner.
Oh, that explains it.
Confirmed, because I climbed up the balcony, the, like, bleachers to see him. Because I couldn't see shit. Oh, damn.
Yeah, I couldn't really see anything either.
Anyways, the match is going, it's, like, intense, it's great, and then the fucking Bullet Club comes out, well, the Young Bucks come out, and they throw Bullet Club shirts to Cabana and Lethal, and they both look fucking, they both look so confused, and then Colt's face is like, really, guys? Really? Oh, cool, I get it. And then the lights come down, and
at this point, it was really confusing.
Well, I mean, they had been tweeting all day that there's gonna be a new member of the Bullet Club, like.
I didn't see any of that stuff.
Well, I did. So I, like, I, this made sense to me storyline-wise. And then, but, like, I didn't think Colt was going to join. And I thought maybe Lethal, but, like, he's got all of the House of Truth. Like, that wouldn't make any sense. So the light comes down. Adam Page was in the other guy in the Fatal 4-Way for the number one.
Yes, Adam Page. That's right. We don't like him. That's why we don't remember his name.
I don't like him. I just don't get it. Some people are, like, super all about Adam Page, and I don't get it. But he was in the number one contenders. That's the other one.
Okay. I remember. Don't care enough to remember his name, apparently.
Anyways, the lights come down, and Adam Cole, baby, comes out, and he is the new member of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
And then they just fuck up this match, and they, like, super kick everyone. There was, like, a million super kicks. They super kicked their dad. They super kicked all of the security guards. They zip tied Lethal and Colt Cabana to the ring and the fence. Whatever, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The barricade, respectively. They super kicked the shit out of everybody. The crowd was so fucking crazy for it. I, like I said, am not the hugest Bullet Club fan. Like, I get it, and I like the Young Bucks, but, like, I just wanted to see Colt Cabana win. So I was, like, super sour about it. Like,
I wish it hadn't, like, why did it have to end? I get it.
It makes sense, and it works for the storyline, and it means that the Lethal and Colt Cabana match can, or, like, feud can continue.
I also didn't realize that the thing that Colt said about at the end about being there permanently now was not part of the pay-per-view. Like, that.
Oh, really?
We just saw that.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I talked to Bobby about that, and he was like, I was a little confused about what happened in the end. And I was like, I was very confused until Colt Cabana said this thing, and he was like, what?
Oh, yeah, okay, cool. Yeah, so, like, I get it, and, like, ROH doesn't do finishes like that a lot, like, so I get it. I just, like, personally, as, like, a huge Colt Cabana, like, fan, I was just, like, a little sour, but, like, I get it.
It also felt very NWO, which is, like...
Yeah, they literally, they made it into that, because they brought out fucking spray paint, these spray painted letters on the back of one of the security guards, like, they made it into that.
Yeah, and that's not, I'm not...
Whatever. Oh, yeah. And then the next night, Adam Page joined as well. Did you see that?
No, I didn't see that.
Yeah, so when they recorded in Dearborn, Adam Page won is joined the Bullet Club as well.
Okay.
So all the Adams are in the Bullet Club.
Well, excellent, I guess.
I like Adam Cole a lot, so, like, I like, he's, like, a really great heel. He fits great heel. The Bullet Club.
Yeah,
he does. That made sense to me.
Yeah, it does make sense to me, too. I get it. But, man, that Colt Cabana Lethal match was so good.
But we'll theoretically get to see it again.
Yeah, but we were there.
Yeah, it's different. You're fine.
Oh, wow.
I got to see him do a stunner, so fuck you.
Go fuck yourself. Colt Cabana, boom, boom. Colt Cabana, boom, boom. Colt Cabana, it's Colt Cabana. Straight out of the shy, Mr. Shake and Bake, 45. Wrestling, because it feels alive. Great memories and good times. Aaron didn't watch NXT or TNA.
No, I did not.
So I kind of feel like that we shouldn't talk about it.
I mean... Was there anything really awesome that happened?
Okay, I watched it on Tuesday, so... that was a week ago.
How is EC3 Mike Bennett?
Awesome. EC3 came out and delivered a promo to Mike Bennett and was like, look, you beat me. You were better than me in that moment. But guess what? I'm fucking EC3, and I'm coming for you, motherfucker.
Great, awesome.
I mean, less swearing. But he did swear. They bleeped some shit.
Okay, that's good. Oh, we forgot to talk in the news about EC3 showing up to the Evolve show. Did you see any of that stuff?
No, but I thought, weren't they doing stuff? TNA?
It's really weird. Okay, so the Evolve 60 show had a match for the Global Cruiserweight Classic for WWE, because they have a partnership right now. And Drew Galloway came out and, like, had a match, and then EC3 showed up and gave, like, I don't know if it was a shoot or a work, but came out and just talked mad shit about NXT and was like, TNA is a better company, we're doing better things. And so now Evolve is doing, like, a NXT versus TNA cross promotion. But I don't know, like,
I did kind of read about that.
Why the fuck would WWE approve that? Why would TNA be cool with that? Like, it's just very weird. Like, the whole setup is very, very strange. So,
you know, I don't know. Maybe Vince is going to fucking buy TNA. Maybe Vince is like, I'm fucking done.
Right? I'm going to take all this talent in 2 years anyway. I might as well just buy all this.
You might as well just buy it.
Might as well just buy it. Great. I don't know. Whatever. So, yeah, that's also happening. So, anyway, EC3, Mike Bennett.
Oh, new knockout. Sienna.
Sienna, yeah.
Who is good friends with Jessica Havoc, which I know because I follow Jessica Havoc on Instagram.
As discussed earlier.
Yes. So, her match was okay. I am hoping for better things. I have really high hopes with, like, a premiere.
Is she better than Velvet Sky?
Yes.
Is she better than Cobra Moon?
In the incarnation that Cobra Moon wrestles in at Lucha Underground, yes.
Okay.
Because I don't know what her other...
Right, right.
You know?
Is she better than... Cameron.
Yes. She is a solid wrestler. She just isn't, like, super... It was just very, like, rote, I guess.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying.
It's not bad.
Oh, okay.
It was just, like, basic.
Okay.
She like a Summer basic Rae. Bitch. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
But in, like, a gothy way.
I'm just picturing Summer Rae with black hair and a lot of black eyeliner, and I kind of love it.
Yeah, I feel like she would be way hotter.
We need a tag division in WWE for the women so that Summer Rae and Paige can be tag team partners.
What would their tag team name? Oh, also, R.A.P. Brilliant and Beautiful.
So sad. It could have been so great.
It could have been so great. Oh, wow. Oh, this is what I want to talk about in TNA. Decay. That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We sort of talked about it in the car on Sunday.
Decay? What Decay is doing, like, I'm not into, like, that vibe of shit.
Yeah, the like, horror wrestling.
Like, yeah, or, yeah. Like, horror shit in general. Or, like, you know, I like Marilyn Manson's music, but I was never like, I love Marilyn. You know, stuff like that. Like, it's not, you know, I'm... Don't have a Nightmare Before Christmas backpack. I don't live at Hot Topic. That's not the person I am. That was not very nice.
It's very funny, though.
But the shit that... The backstage shit that they've been doing... So, Rosemary brings Abyss and Crazy Steve... And she's, like, talking about how, like, it's time for them to evolve. And, like, she's there to help them grow. And then she missed. So she's been doing spit, like, the mist to people. She opens Steve's mouth and, like, spits in his mouth. And then she makes Abyss take his mask off. And she spits in his eyes. And then, and it's, like, and they have these horrifying screams or whatever. And she's just laughing. And then they come out into the ring. And both of those wrestlers are under these hoods. And she comes out and is, like... delivers this promo where she's like, I've given voice to the voiceless, I've given a face to the facelift, like, faceless, I've given face to a facelift.
Well, you know.
Face to the faceless, list, God. Blah. But so she's delivering, she's like, basically like, we're changing, we're growing, like, we're decay, we're here to stay. She didn't say that, she didn't rhyme. She's not in a pride parade.
Yeah, no.
But so then they take their hoods off and... Steve talks. He never talks.
Okay.
Abyss is not wearing a mask, but he's, like, wearing some paint that makes him, like, look burned. He's, like, talking about how beautiful he is. Like, it was creepy wow. And, like, super fucking effective.
Cool.
It was super, super good.
That's super cool.
I'm like, awesome. I'm really into it. And I, like, don't like that type of stuff.
Yeah. I really like Decay. I like what they've been doing. I think that they're talented.
They took two wrestlers I could give a shit about and made me, like, really interested in the story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I totally agree with that. Awesome.
Anything Bobby Lashley is the number one contender for the belt.
Drew Galloway still has the belt.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
They have a feud going on right now.
Yeah, that's right.
I love Bobby Lashley, so.
Anything going on with Grado?
No. Where the fuck is Grado?
Oh, Well, that's
maybe they realized that like Al Snow is worthless, so they needed to like stop doing that.
Anything new with Eli Drake? Has he done his dumb talk show again?
No, unfortunately, has not done his dumb talk show.
Oh, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I guess there was a lot going on, but the matches were pretty long, so there wasn't
any women.
Yeah, Sienna versus Jade.
Oh, that's right.
And then a bunch of Rosemary stuff.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then Maria had some spots. Like, Maria was part of the Sienna thing. She was like, I've brought somebody who believes in my philosophy.
Oh, okay, I see.
Fuck you, Jade. Eat some stairs.
Well, all right.
And they're bringing in somebody else tonight. Another new knockout tonight.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
So that's pretty cool.
Sweet. Awesome.
Yeah. I don't know. I fully enjoy watching TNA. I enjoy it pretty much top to bottom, except for commentary.
It's one of those shows that I don't really watch regularly anymore, but anytime you tell me that there's a particularly good match, I'll go and I'll watch that. I feel like that's at least easy to do, too.
Yeah. I don't know. I like it.
Yeah.
NXT was...
squash matches?
Yes and no. Eric Young premiered.
Oh, that's right.
In the... 100%.
Did you know before?
Yes.
Okay.
In the 100% like same character that
Bobby was
in.
Trying to ask you if you knew the last time the three of us were together, and you did like totally no sold him, and so he just like quietly sat there and didn't say anything, and I was like, oh.
Sometimes Bobby is like not good at wording things. I did know, so I guess I wasn't surprised. 100% the exact same character he was doing on NXT.
Yeah, it's real weird.
Same fucking outfit, everything.
Still, like, and, but like, I mean, like, referencing
that's
his
exactly
feud with Samoa Joe. Like, it's very weird.
That's like, I mean, Austin Aries is 100% the same character. Samoa Joe is 100% the same character. Like, I'm assuming Bobby Roode will be.
Yeah.
Whatevs. I like all four of those guys.
TNA Invasion at NXT, I guess.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. So Samoa Joe and Eric Young had like a back and forth, and Samoa Joe just left. He was like, you don't deserve to be in a ring with me, which is pretty like intense.
Baller.
But then they had a fight at the end. That was the main event. It was a good match. It was pretty like indicative of what both of them do. Obviously, Eric Young did not win against the brand new champion.
No.
There is a video package about Finn coming back next week as the demon. So that's happening.
When the fuck is Finn gonna move up? Done with him on NXT. I don't need this.
Nia had a match with Tessa Blanchard. That was a squash match.
Okay.
Hype Bros versus The Revival.
Well, okay.
I love watching the Hype Bros because I love Zack Ryder. Revival won.
Obviously.
I'm pretty sure. I am actually blanking a lot on that match.
I assume that they won. They're on the tear through the tag.
This is during my like work at home, so I was doing work and watching NXT.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Austin Aries won his match against Ty Dillinger. That match was really great.
Good. Okay.
They had, because Austin Aries is like, you know, like a cocky dirtbag, and Ty Dillinger is like a cocky dirtbag. Like, it was a good back and forth.
Charming somehow.
Yeah, they're both charming.
Yeah.
Austin Aries had a really fun
two sides of the same coin.
Yeah. Austin Aries had a fun promo backstage where he basically was like, yeah, I'm a badass vegan. I gotta go eat a banana now for my potassium. And I was like, oh, there's the Austin Aries I know and love.
Oh my god.
And I feel like there was one more thing, but obviously
Shinsuke
I don't remember.
Shinsuke Nakamura and No Way Jose. Didn't they tease that? Or did that just happen on Twitter?
That must be. Oh, that's what. That didn't happen. Shinsuke Nakamura is in a feud right now with Alex Riley. And by feud,
oh,
I mean,
yes,
like, Alex Riley and him are fighting tomorrow.
/ yesterday.
Yeah. Tomorrow okay. For us, yesterday for you.
In the future.
Which is weird. No Way Jose had a match. That's what it was. No Way Jose wrestled somebody and then won and danced.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I zoned out a little bit.
Okay.
I was doing work.
Yeah, whatever. I mean, I'm going to watch this anyway, but whatever.
Right.
I just ran out
It was
of time.
Fine. It was like... I feel like NXT is in this weird place where, like, honestly, like, if you were home at night on a Wednesday, like, I don't understand why you would watch NXT over Lucha. Like,
unless you don't get the...
Right, but I'm saying, like, if you have the choice, like, I would absolutely watch Lucha Live versus watching NXT Live. Like,
yeah.
It's... NXT is still really good, but it's not what... I feel like it's not what it... It doesn't have the energy that it used to have because all of that energy went to the main roster.
Yeah, and they're bringing in all these TNA people, which I think will help. And like,
and a lot of their homegrown talent is very green.
Right, and I feel like that's a good thing that they're bringing in all of this really experienced talent too, because it'll help get a lot of people over. Which
right.
Is like, we talked for a long time about how like we forget that NXT is developmental. Well, it's developmental again.
It's like, super it's developmental super, right now.
It's back to developmental, and, like, I kind of like that. I like that we're going to be able to, like, really see this craft of people grow, and, like, I'm excited to see a lot more of these people. But it also is nice because, like, I don't feel like I have to watch everything. I feel, like, more relaxed about it that I don't...
Right.
It doesn't have the same urgency as it did before, which is kind of nice right now because there's so much other wrestling.
There's so much.
I mean, Nakamura... What a weird thing to say right as Nakamura shows up. Right.
But... It is weird, but it's what's happening.
Yeah. Very strange. Very strange.
Want to talk about...
Ra? Yes, Jira.
The only thing I really want to talk about on SmackDown is there was a women's tag. It was Emma and Emma and Charlotte versus Becky and Natty, and it was a really good match.
Cool. Good. I like those feuds are all happening right now.
Yeah, that's it was really good. I had a fun time watching it.
Great.
And then there was other stuff like, I gotta be honest, I watched SmackDown and Raw almost like back to back, so like I kind of can't tell what's on Raw and what's on SmackDown. But it was good. I enjoyed it. And I liked the women's match on SmackDown. On Raw, highlight reel.
Oh my god.
Jericho talked for a long time.
Yeah. More, you know, Jericho, good heel work. Whatever.
Brought off that dead plant.
Yeah, just revealed Mitch's carcass, like, NBD, here's this dead plant. Like, oh, damn, Jericho.
Jericho don't like fuck? Plants.
Yeah, that was a thing that happened.
Who came out on his talk show? Was it Sami Zayn? Nope, that was on SmackDown.
Oh my god,
I watched too much this week.
I'm gonna put
I really
on Twitter.
Need to start. I really actually need to take notes. That's something I actually need to do.
Big Cass came out.
And was like, yo, I'm Big Cass, I'm the best. And
crushed it.
Yeah.
Fucking crushed it all night. Cass opened and closed Raw. Like, that's fucking great.
Nailed it.
Super, super great.
Did
super
a really happy good about job. It. Yeah, because Jericho's like, I put Dean Ambrose in the hospital.
Because Dean Ambrose
is dead, basically.
Yeah, I broke his jaw.
And then Cass came out and Jericho was like, so what are you going to do? Because you're... Your buddy's in the ER with the buddy I put there. And then Cass was like, I'm going to kill you now.
I loved when he just lowered his mic and shook his head. Like, shut up, little man. It's so weird to see Jericho look so little, too. Like,
I mean, Jericho's tiny. Like, short.
Sort of.
He's short.
He's still over 6 feet tall.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Jericho's not over 6 feet tall. I'm Googling it now.
All right, you Google it right now.
How tall is... Chris, break the walls down. I don't know what it says. Oh my god, he's 6 foot.
I told you.
He's not over. You were wrong.
Well,
so technically, you were wrong. Everybody heard it.
Fuck
you were wrong.
You. We
Everybody
were both
heard it.
Wrong.
Everybody heard it.
You're the worst. You is the worst.
Okay. I see title.
We're getting a Fatal 4-Way.
Fatal 4-Way, Sami Zayn solidified it in his match against The Miz. So it's Sami Zayn, Miz, Cesaro, and Kevin Owens.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Sadly, no Zack Ryder.
Yeah, I was glad to see Zack Ryder.
Yeah, yeah. And it was a good match. Zack Ryder's been on this tear of putting on really good matches but losing.
Yeah.
Which is better than him just being squashed.
And not being there at all, actually,
right.
too.
I'm
and he also had
that.
A very good backstage segment with Shane, too. Like, that, like,
I saw Zach, one Zack Ryder shirt at ROH. Saw one Ryback shirt at AEW and one League of Nations shirt.
I saw a Ryback shirt at Global Wars too.
I'm sure we saw the same guy.
What the fuck? Why? Who?
A Ryback shirt makes more sense to me than a League of Nations shirt.
Yeah, that's
saw a lot
true.
Of Seth's shirts this weekend. Like people were like, "Where's my boy?"
Vince said on their conference
coming
call today
back.
That. He's coming back soon.
Coming back.
I don't know what that means. That could mean anything.
I feel like I might cry when he comes back.
I'm gonna cry. Oh, I'm so gonna cry. Spoiler, when we talk about Lucha later,
I cried so much.
I cried so hard.
It was so beautiful.
Oh my god. Okay, we gotta get through Roderick talk.
Why? Why can't we just talk about that? Other things that happened in Raw. Dean Ambrose destroyed a jacket. That was pretty fun.
That was bananas. Those jackets are expensive.
Yeah, they're $15,000.
They're not $15,000, but they do cost like $6,000-$7,000. Like, they're very
expensive. Yeah, well, Jericho has a lot of them.
Yeah, that's true. He has like four. But still, like, I was shocked. I could not believe that he tore it apart. That was bananas.
It was pretty dope.
Yeah, and Jericho being attacked by Dean Ambrose at the beginning, too. Michael Cole sold that super well. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Who is up
Michael
there?
Michael Cole did something well?
I know, right? I was like,
what? No one escapes my headlocks.
It was, but as soon as he started to walk down the aisle, I was like, oh, it's obviously Dreamy Dean.
Yeah, because he was doing his, like, weird, like,
yeah.
fucking
I'm wearing your Christmas tree desk.
hand motions.
Yeah, that was good. Charlotte and
Paige
had a great match.
So good.
Had a great match. It was so nice to see Paige again.
And
like,
see Paige, like,
wrestle.
Do well. Because sometimes, like, I don't know, Paige is like a shitty 22-year-old. Like,
and they've also transitioned to her into being
a shittier 22-year-old.
Yeah, and like a character more than a wrestler.
Right.
And it's nice to see her as a wrestler again, because she's very good.
I love her hair, and I love her nude lipstick.
Confession. I completely forgot PCB was a thing.
What?
Totally forgot about it. When they mentioned it on commentary...
It's called a submission sorority. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry. You're so right. The submission sorority. I had forgotten about it because the WrestleMania match was Sasha instead of Paige. And so I just completely forgot that ever existed. Like, Paige has been gone for so long. I was like, oh, yeah. Why would they be wrestling? What a weird thing. Oh, yeah. That's right. They were in this... faction, and then Charlotte turned on her after she talked about her dead brother.
Paige pinned the champ.
I know, which is banana.
Natty was terrible at commentary, but like, Natty's bad on the mic. Like, Natty's bad at it.
She's very
I love Natty in the ring, and I like love Natty in like how like weird in like Mama Berry, and like I love everything about Natty except for when she talks.
I can see how Natty would be good in like a live show,
yeah,
live in the ring, but like scripted promos, she's not good at it. Yeah, unfortunate, but that's, I mean, she'll probably never be the women's champion because of that, and that's shitty, but at the same time, like, there are people who are better at that.
Yeah, but I like seeing Natty a bunch. We had Becky giving a backstage promo with Renee Young, and then Emma beating her up, and then dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
Dana Brooke. Say, oh, tap, my God. Tap tap tap. I love that she went to punch, and I went, and Nick was in the room, and he's never seen Dana Brooke, and I was like, here comes a tap tap tap.
Oh my God, I
remember when you hated her.
Yes, I do. Do you remember when she punched the mat super obviously when she?
Yeah, you talk about it every time we talk about Dana Brooke.
I know, it was horrible. It was so bad, and it's incredible how much she's grown. The best thing that ever happened to Dana Brooke was getting hurt in her Asuka match.
Yep.
Because her match was incredible. She's been around the whole time. Everybody loves her now because she's such a strong character. And now she's fucking back. I'm so excited about it. When
kinda
is she getting a t-shirt? I want it.
That Dana Brooke and Emma get to move up to the main roster before Bayley, though.
I get it, though.
I know, but it sucks.
I mean, Dana Brooke would never be used to elevate other people.
Yeah, I know, but it just, like, imagine being Bayley. Like, that probably sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. Yes, probably, but would you rather be in NXT or would you rather be on the main roster?
I mean, I guess it depends.
Yeah, it's weird because, like, all the talent is now on
also,
the main roster.
Also, where the fuck is Sasha? Stop saving her. Just use her. Just do a secondary storyline.
Do a tertiary storyline.
Do fucking anything.
She had a feud with Summer Rae. I bet they're fighting on main event, and we just don't know
about
it.
I mean, she did have a fun moment with Up Up Down Down and Pizza.
That weird commercial was weird.
Oh, Dolph Ziggler got his ass kicked. That happened.
Oh, I did not watch that match.
Yeah, I didn't either.
I didn't. I don't care. I was like, I have to
The six-man elimination with the club. I really wish they would come up with a different name. The club makes me want to, like, just pull my eyelashes off. It's so stupid.
It's so stupid. I get it.
I love that, I like, clearly negotiations to buy the name fell apart. So now they're like, fuck it, we're Bullet Club again.
Yeah.
Fuck this elite shit. Like, we're the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
Also, fuck you, WWE.
Yeah. I think that that's mostly what it was, is that WWE, or that New Japan was just like, yeah, you can go fuck yourself. Like, New Japan was in a really volatile place as a company, and the Bullet Club shirt is the highest selling shirt ever on pro wrestling tees. Like, it alone makes them so much money. Yeah. And like, why would you give away your biggest moneymaker to your competition when you're trying to become more financially stable? Like, and also you took four of our best wrestlers, but put it right up your butt. Absolutely not. Like, that's not ever going to happen.
So it was Da Club.
Da Club. Good Brothers for Life.
Da Fam. It was like an elimination match.
I barely remember anything about this match. I watched
basically everyone got eliminated, and then it was Roman versus AJ, and then there was a disqualification, and then they were like, this is happening. I don't remember. Maybe it wasn't. I don't remember.
I think you're right that there was a DQ.
But I think that this match served a they are doing an unusually good job for WWE of actually stretching this match in a way that's making me invested for it, and I'm very much looking forward to it. Extreme Rules.
Yeah, I completely agree. I also, the only thing that I remember from this match very clearly, I think this might have been after the DQ, was Roman throwing AJ onto the apron so goddamn hard. It blew my mind. Like, I understand that Roman is a stiff worker, but it was bananas. And it was also the first time that I really thought, like, I very much dislike the way that his character is being written, and I hate the way that he's being booked. But he is a better wrestler than he used to be, and
Right now, since Payback, is being booked well.
Yeah, he is being booked well right now. I still don't love his promos. I just can't
He's been talking a lot less, though.
That's true.
I like Roman talking a lot less, and I like angry Mama Bear Roman. I don't give a fuck, Roman, and I like... the way it's being booked. I don't love Roman. I'm never going to buy a Roman shirt. Nope.
You're going to owe Mike so much pizza.
I'm not going to owe Mike pizza because the bet that we have is not me liking Roman, and the bet is that he's going to be like completely over in a year, and I still don't think that's going to happen.
I think that your bet is that he's going to be over with you in a year.
No. That's not our bet. I'll go back on Twitter.
Okay.
If Mike thinks that that's our bet, like, I'm going to punch him in his mouth because it's not our bet.
Okay. All right. That's fine. You can figure that out for yourselves. I don't care.
I will punch you in the mouth. It's not our bet. I'm not going to punch him in the mouth because he does like MMA stuff. I'll pepper spray him in the eyes and then punch him in the mouth.
That's a good idea.
that's a great idea.
That's a great idea.
What are we talking about? His is that he's going to be completely over in a year. But I don't think that's going to happen because Seth's going to come back and Cena's going
to
come back.
Well, I feel like what's going to happen is Seth is going to come back and going to be used as a vehicle to get Roman over. And everybody laughed at me when I said that 3 months ago. And now I think that is kind of clear that this is going to happen. Like, Seth's going to come back. Everyone's going to be super excited.
No, because I need Seth's, shitty heel laugh in my life.
I don't think that that's going to happen.
But it's my favorite.
I feel like if Seth comes back as a heel... Roman will be babyface forever. Because that is the perfect time to turn Roman heel and turn Seth babyface. Like, there is no better time to do that. So if they don't do that, then you'll get Seth heel because he's an incredible heel and he'll do a great job. But you know, I kind of want to see Seth as a babyface. Like, I want to see him be able to work as a babyface. Like, we haven't seen him do a Phoenix Splash in, like, a fucking year because heels don't do that kind of work in the ring. Like, I want to see that stuff again, because he's, fuck.
It's just a compilation of his laughing. I miss it so much.
Oh, I miss him. I saw someone on Twitter the other day who was like, is anyone really clamoring for Seth Rollins to come back? And I was like, me, every day.
That's all I wanted, is his laughing. That's honestly, like, he's a great wrestler and everything, but that's, like, honestly my favorite part about Seth Rollins. It's just the best heel laugh.
Do you think his blonde streak will finally be grown out? It must be, right?
I think that they're just going to slowly creep it into Roman's hair.
That's how we'll know he's gone. He just comes out with a huge blonde streak in his hair. Yes, I completely agree.
What else? New Day versus the Dudleys. Then the Vaudevillains come in and they're like, we're manly. Duke's up.
That gimmick is doing working. A great job. They're working.
Who called it?
They're working.
Me.
Yeah. It's totally working.
Thank you so much.
I'm so glad that they are just letting NXT characters be the characters that they were. They got over for a reason. Let them get over again on a bigger audience. And they're just doing the right thing by the Vaudevillains. I think it's fantastic.
What do you think about Steph and Shane?
I don't trust it. I feel like we're getting an inexplicable... I feel like
we're going to get a Shane heel turn and a Steph
total face turn. Yeah, that's what it felt like. I was like, is this just like the Bella storyline all over again where she's just going to inexplicably be a face now? Like, oh God, why?
You can look, but you can't touch.
Oh God, oh Jesus. This is how Nikki Bella comes back and she turns face by having an intergender match with Shane McMahon. No, that would be ridiculous.
That sounds nuts.
That would be amazing, I bet.
If you had to have Nikki be in an intergender match with anybody on the card, who would it be?
There
was like a Rusev, Kalisto. I have so many problems with Lana that I like can't even talk about it.
Yeah, I just can't.
Whatever. I just cannot.
I was happy to not hear her talk about how hot she was. That was an improvement. She just did the introduction.
She's wearing the like cheapest, weirdest negligee under her like suit, which is no longer a power suit.
I like that her hair is down, but it is styled incorrectly.
I hate everything. If you had to see Nikki Bella wrestle an intergender match with anybody on a current WWE roster, who would it be?
Honestly, the first person that popped into my mind was Dolph Ziggler, just because I want to see her beat Dolph Ziggler's ass. And also,
you know that they used to like boink.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. That weird total... perfect! They have that weird Total Divas storyline.
Well, it's a real life storyline, because they actually did date for a
while. Well, no, I know, but like him approaching her and being like, I still want to have your babies, is not real life. Like, why would you go up to John Cena's basically wife and be like, I want to put my penis inside of you?
Because you're an idiot, like Dolph Ziggler.
True. Who would you pick if you had to pick anybody?
Tyler Breeze.
That would probably be pretty good. I would be into that.
Oh, that's also happening.
Oh, yeah, we had more Gold Truth, whatever.
Gold Dango.
Yeah. Gold Dango, Beautiful Truth.
Beautiful Truth. No, Gorgeous Truth.
Gorgeous Truth.
Beautiful, brilliant, beautiful.
Damn it.
Let's ponder this. Whatever, I'm done talking about it. Okay, I want to talk about other things on Lucha, but I'm very tired and I feel like I can only talk about No Mas.
There's so much good stuff.
Okay, fine.
Dario Cueto is the best. His opening promo...
Dario or Katrina? Pick now.
Dario. That just happened.
I feel so betrayed.
He's the best. He's slowly becoming my favorite character, straight up.
Really?
Up and down, total roster. Yeah, absolutely. What the fuck is hiding in the ceiling? Why is he, like... I don't know. He just has so many weird motivations, and, like, his promo backstage with Sexy Star was so good.
Oh, that was so good.
It was so good. His promo also, was really good.
His Chavo, when he was just like, look, Chavo, you fuck up a lot.
Yeah, I love that he was just doing paperwork. Like, what paperwork are you doing?
I'm
You're a gangster.
Annoyed by your presence. Like, go fucking do something anywhere else. Get the fuck out of here,
yeah,
Chavo, girl.
This whole episode was just like, Aaron, do you want to love Dario some more? Yes, I do. Here you go. Here's every promo. He's just so good. And, like, I love that we just know so little about him. And, like, I understand we don't know very much about Katrina either, but, like, Katrina is death and magic as fuck. And, like, that's enough for me. I don't need to know.
Katrina's death and magic as fuck.
Like, I don't need to know anything else about her because that's enough.
That's enough.
And I want to know everything else about Dario. I'm just, like, so fascinated in his character.
I want to know what the key actually does, because I don't think that the key actually just opens Montaz's cage.
I don't think so either.
This key is powerful.
Yeah, like,
it gives. And he has all these, like, Aztec shit. Like,
yeah.
That's an Aztec key.
Yeah, it was,
That's the key to the apocalypse.
All of the promos are great. And so, tomorrow/yesterday, we're going to get Mill versus...
Montaz.
In a four-coffin... graver consequences.
Graver consequences.
It's, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen.
I don't know what's going to happen. I don't even like to predict Lucha because it's like that kind of takes some of the fun out of it, I feel like.
Like, fucking anything can happen also. That's so weird.
So, Mac, all the matches were for Aztec Medallions.
Yeah, which was bomb.
Mac versus Marty the Moth.
Good match.
Good match.
Double stutters to end it. That was pretty sweet.
Mac won. Got an Aztec Medallion.
Yeah. Marty is the creepiest person ever. Melissa Santos brushing him away is my favorite thing. She's like, I love that she's just like,
get the fuck away from me.
Absolutely not. She screamed when he threw his shirt at her.
King Cuerno is back.
Yeah, it was nice to see him again. He's been gone since Aztec Warfare.
He lost to Sinestro de la Muerte.
Very quickly.
Because Katrina got involved and she like bashed him in the head with her magic rock.
Yeah.
And was like, no. And then instead of licking him, she was like, oh, I'm going to bash your brains in again because I'm not done with you, bitch.
Yep.
Because she's like, the baddest. Next time I get the gift of the gods, I'm like, not going to do what you say. And she was like, oh.
You could suck on my balls, yeah. Basically.
Suck on my big magic rocky bitch.
Yep. That's right.
And then No Mas, right? That's it.
No, we also had the famous bee.
Oh, program. My God.
We had the shortest match in the history of the world.
My God. Famous bee.
Famous Damn, Brenda.
You tore up on the flow up. The beautiful Brenda. So famous. So,
what is Mascarito?
Oh, Mascarito Sagrada, right?
Yes, I think so.
I don't know. We don't speak Spanish. Anyways, he's working out in the gym, being like a badass, and Famous B's like, got a match for you, and Aztec Medallion on the line. What do you want to do? And he's like, fuck yeah, that sounds great.
We put on my fancy ass cape and follow your eyes out there.
Go. And then, you know, Brenda comes out, Famous B interrupts Melissa and cuts a promo, and he's like, hey, I'm Famous B, I'm the best. Here are my cards. Here's my client.
His cards are fancy as fuck.
We're going to whoop some ass, and then fucking he is wrestling Cage.
Melissa Santo from the 519. Everyone was like, what?
They call him Cage.
Right, she just looked very concerned. I love concerned.
That Cage was like, and then Mascarita was like, no, no, no. And Famous B and Bun were like, you got this? You got
this.
You're
going to be famous.
You got to be famous, baby. And then Cage literally was like, I'm sorry. And then just beat the shit out of him.
That was so perfect. I also, I loved
it. He was like, I didn't set this up. Like, this is not my fault. I'm just doing my job. I'm a machine.
Yeah, it was great. I loved it. And like, I loved that there was a little bit of offense that he got into. And like, he knocked Cage's legs out from underneath of him. That was nice. And then, it was just like, I'm sorry. I don't know what to do.
Cage.
It was perfect. And like, I also love too that Famous B and Brenda were like, you'll get him next time. Like,
you got him.
And were like really worried and she like scurried over to him. I like that it wasn't like a joke that they just abandoned him.
No.
It was like, oh no, we believe in you. We're going to make you famous. It was just, this was just bad luck. Bad luck. This was just a bad luck. It was fine. I also like too that Chavo comes in and steals the medallion. Oh. And Famous B goes, you got robbed. And Cage goes, how did I get robbed? And he goes, no, you got robbed.
I forgot about that.
That was the best part.
You got robbed. What? No, you got robbed.
That was great. And I like too that we're kind of moving past Johnny Mundo and Cage. It seems like he's going to start this feud with Chavo. We'll get something else.
Damn, Brenda.
Maybe we'll get Taya versus Johnny. We're going to get that eventually.
Yeah, and that's going to be super sick.
Yeah, it's going to be great. I'm very excited about that. So, yeah, we had that. Shortest match ever.
So good, though. So, No Mas. So, Sexy Star has been in this, like, so this is a storyline that's been questionable, kind of. Like, so at the end of next, or the first season. But I think
it's handled very well.
Yes, but I'm just saying, like, this is how you do this type of storyline.
Agreed, yes.
So she got, so Sexy Star, when she's first introduced in the first season, you know, Vampiro and Matt Stryker went into it and they did some promos with Sexy Star when she was like, look, I had a very rough life. Like, I was abused mentally and physically and, like, I fought through it and now I am the persona of Sexy Star because I'm a woman and I am strong and I am beautiful and, like, I embody everything that I believe womanhood can be, like, strong. Like, just because you're sexy doesn't mean that you're not, like, of value. Like, she goes into all of this stuff in the first season, doesn't win a ton in the first season, but is like there, like working her ass off and proving, and she like wins the hearts of everyone. She wins some big matches. She won the mass versus mass match. Like, she, her character has this great growth, and at the end of Lucha Underground season one, she gets kidnapped by Marty the Moth, and then we come to learn that she's been psychologically tortured by Marty the Moth and Mariposa. Which, like, doesn't make that storyline okay, but then it's like, okay, we brought in like a different female element. And right. Then so,
and it seems more that it's Mariposa than it is Marty.
Right.
Too.
Marty's just the facilitator, and like Mariposa is the one that's like trying to destroy Sexy right. and exactly. beat her down. And then I like that. So and then she comes back into the temple and she's very broken. Clearly, she's not the sexy star that we know. She's afraid of Mariposa. She's afraid of Marty. And then the Mac, because the Mac is like got a heart of gold, was like, no, you're a sexy star. Like, I love that it wasn't a prince coming to the save the day. I love that it wasn't like, do you need me to save you? It was like, no,
you need to do this.
I know who you are. You have forgotten who you are. This is who you are. Come on, sexy. Like, I'm in your corner. I'm going to help you.
Yes. It was...
It was, like, beautiful. The friendship is beautiful.
It is the perfect way to tell a story about a man and a woman being friends and not have it turn into something sexual. And no one does that correctly.
No.
Ever, basically. Like, it's just such an old trope that they have to be somehow more romantically involved. And, like, they... Even at the end, when she, like, wrapped her arms and legs around him, like, he had this look on his face, like, oh.
He was, like, and he was laughing, and he was, like, you did it, kid. Like, I'm like, so happy for you, my friend.
Yeah, they just do such a great job of having that just be normal. Right. They're just, he's just in her corner, and she needed him to be there, but not because he's a man who needed to save her, but because he was the right person to be there for her. And it just,
and like,
all
when he got involved
so
in the
well.
Match, he didn't come fight Mariposa for her. He got Marty on the way out of the way so that she could focus on Mariposa.
Absolutely. I also noticed that. That was really great.
So throughout the season two, we've seen her like kind of come back a little bit, and then Dario delivers this promo to her and is like, look, I was psychologically tortured too in this like weird moment of humanity that he's having.
Yes.
He's like, you have to beat her down like she beat you, and you have to tell her no mas, no more. Like, you're going to be in this match, and the only way that you can win is if you get her to say no mas, and then you like take it to her. And she's like, okay, I'm going to do this. This match.
And but then he said too, when it's over, don't stop.
Don't stop.
And
let her know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Deliver your message.
Which, like, at first I was like, are we going to get a heel turn? But no.
No,
I'm
it was,
really happy.
They did it right. They did it absolutely right.
So the match starts. It's looking very, like, Mariposa heavy. Mm-hmm. We have some sexy star rallies. Mariposa drags her up the stairs by her hair, starts to rip her mask, all this stuff. But Sexy is rallying again. They get up all up in the bleachers in the balcony. It looks like one of them's going to fall.
Also, like... Even before they got up there, Mariposa lies her down on the barricade and just beats the shit out of her with a chair. Like, that was bananas. That was the first time that I was like, oh no, this is going to be very hard to watch.
Like, I feel like I can't even talk about, like, specific moments in the match because it's just, like, a feeling. Like, the match started...
Sexy Star bled all over the audience.
The match...
bananas.
Yeah, the match started in a very, like, kind of traditional way. And then, like, just the story that those two women were able to tell and then, like, the triumph at the end. And, like, it was just so fucking beautiful. And then she delivered a promo just for the...
We missed the best part of the match at the end when the ref asked Sexy Star if she wanted to quit, and she's fuck you, Mariposa! She did it like three times too. Like, damn, El Rey does not give a shit. You can do whatever you want on El Rey, I guess. That was amazing. It was, I started crying.
That was the first time I really started crying.
I
refuse to give up.
Yeah.
I am not owned by you. I am not your plaything.
Oh my god. It like, makes me
like,
cry just
on,
thinking about
on,
it.
All, on top of it, like, on top of this incredible storytelling and this, like, beautiful character building of this woman, it was really good wrestling.
Yeah, it really was. The whole thing was good, and, like, they did such a good job of using all that space, and, like, no one has ever gone in the rafters before, and it just... You never felt like, oh, this is a lady match, so they're not going to do this thing. It was like, they're going to fucking do this thing.
Yeah.
Also, they were the main event. Like, two luchadores fighting each other in this bananas fucking match was the main event of this
Televised
program.
I love
That's
that.
Incredible.
I love that intergender wrestling is so, like, just a part of Lucha Underground that, like, when it's just a woman versus
it's
woman
It's a big
match,
deal.
It feels... different and it feels intense and it feels like a big deal.
I completely agree.
And I like that. I like that vibe. It was like it was intense to see those two women wrestle.
It's only the like third luchadora match that we've seen all season, I think, right?
Yeah, because we had Ibelis versus Cobra. No, it's not the third. We've had some other ones, but like it's not a lot.
Yeah.
This is definitely the most significant by far. It's one of the most significant matches, period.
I think this might be one of the best matches of the season.
I mean, mean, it was just kind of like beautiful. And then they did a backstage promo of her. They think they put it out on their Twitter, and she's like covered in blood, and she's basically like, "I did this for you. I did this for everyone who thinks that they like can't come out from under stuff. Like, I refuse to give up. I refuse to be broken down." Like, it was, I don't know. It was just the right way to handle this storyline. It was the right way to build this character. It was fucking stunning and like honest and just like, I don't know, it was incredible.
Yeah, they did a really, really great job with it. It's, yeah, I was very pleased.
It was just the fucking best.
Oh my god. And like when that shot of her at the end when she's like on the ropes with her like head on her shoulder.
Yeah.
When the Mac is on the outside and Mariposa's crawling away, like she's covered in blood. She's like crying. It's just.
And oh, she got a fucking Aztec medallion.
I was just going to say when.
I think she's going to get the gift of the gods.
I do too. I think she's going to get the gift of the gods, and I think she's going to win the belt.
I don't know. We'll see. We'll see what happens with all the belt stuff. And I don't want to know if you've read anything.
I haven't. I don't know anything.
Don't look at me.
I just know that there are some exciting things coming for women in the third season, and I can just see that. Which is weird, because I can also see that for Ivelisse. Like, right. I could totally see Ivelisse winning
tomorrow night, it's the new trios champion, which is Prince Puma, Dragon Azteca, and Rey Mysterio versus Havoc, Ivelisse, and their new third member, because Angelico has a broken leg.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited, because the picture I saw is Ivelisse and Azteca Jr. shaking hands, and I was like,
Awesome.
So, I mean, there's some incredible women. Yeah, there's women like Cobra Moon who are not the strongest, but, like, Bengala has a place, Cobra Moon has a place. Like, there is a place for a lower card on Lucha Underground, but, like, the storytelling, even when some of the wrestling is not the most incredible thing in the world, is superb.
Yeah, I completely agree.
It was fucking beautiful.
It was beautiful. Really,
there's,
really
like,
great.
No other word for it. It was fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it was so great. Oh, I was going to say, too, when the Mac handed Sexy Star the medallion, she was like, "For me," I was just like, "Why is this so beautiful?"
It was just fucking great.
Oh, it was so wonderful.
Sexy Star.
Okay, this episode, I'm assuming, was long as fuck.
Yeah.
I'm sorry that it started. I feel like our last couple episodes have started with us being like, but here's the thing, you guys. We record on a Tuesday night. Like, a lot has happened. It's a long week. We have busy lives.
Yeah.
I hope that you just enjoy our insanity.
Welcome to the chaos.
Welcome to the chaos. Where's my phone? Nobody asked us any questions online. If you want to ask us questions, I want to field questions. I want to have questions.
Yeah.
Ask me what my favorite fucking movie is. I don't know. I mean, I do know my favorite movie, but I'm not going to tell you because you didn't ask me.
We did get one non-pod question. Do we ever get out to underground wrestling in Villa Park?
No.
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck that is, but no, we don't. So if you want to tweet us and tell us what that is, that might be a good thing to do.
Yeah. We did also discuss this weekend going to a Claw event, so.
Yeah, Claw is the Chicago League of Lady Arm Wrestlers.
Yeah, we met Stone Cold Jane Austen this weekend.
Yes, it's Brittany.
Yeah.
The way that was. Stone Cold Jane Austen, which is a dope name.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
Anyways, you can find us on the internet. I am at Stella_Cheeks.
I'm at ErnGenC.
You can email us at notyourdemo@gmail.com.
You can check out our Tumblr at notyourdemographic.tumblr.com.
Please find us on Cage Side Seats. We are on their YouTube and we're on their website, and they are super awesome. So get all your wrestling news from them and check out their podcast, their Cage Side Seat podcast, which goes up every Tuesday.
Yes.
And also find us on iTunes and subscribe and rate and review. It means a whole bunch to us.
Yes.
We got a new review from Elle Collins from Hard Times Pod. Thank you so much. You're the bestest, and your podcast this month was excellent.
Yes, as always.
I assume that you're listening.
We are very happy that you like them as again.
Yeah.
Or again.
Okay, that sounded like a fart, but that was my chair.
That I definitely thought that was a fart.
That was my chair.
That was. I will believe you, but.
That was my chair.
It's really weird.
I can't make it do it again.
Can't replicate it.
Yes, Elle, welcome to the Miz Club. I like that. Like, you've come around on the Miz too. You were like, I like him, and now you're just like, oh, the Miz.
Well, I really liked him because I love that he's
forever fan of the Miz.
Is living his dreams. That was the thing. And then I'm like, oh, I get it. You're also like an incredible wrestler. Got it.
I got great instincts, you guys.
I mean, you did like Ziggler for a really long time.
You also like Ziggler for a long time.
He's a good wrestler.
You didn't.
He's a good wrestler.
And when you dropped out for reasons, I dropped out with you. So, like, respect.
True. Respect. You gotta put respect on your name.
My name?
You don't know what that means, do you?
No, what does that mean? Explain.
There's a police report that went viral that this cop pulled this guy over, and he said that he refused to give the officer his license because he didn't put respect on his name. And the cop was like, what? And the guy was like, are you finished or is you done? And then tried to roll up his window and drive away.
Well,
so that's what that means. There you go.
I still don't know what that means. Anyways.
Anyways. I think that's it. Yeah. Do we need to pimp anything? Anything coming up? No?
No.
No? Okay.
Is there anything coming up?
I don't think so.
It's 10 o'clock on a Tuesday.
It's 10 o'clock. Goodbye, everyone.
Peace and jabronis.
FABULOUS.
Going on tour, dropping off clothes, but I'll be listening to this podcast from the road because this is the best podcast ever.
Have you rated this podcast?
I have rated it.
Okay, good.
And I reviewed it.
Oh my God, do you know who hasn't rated or reviewed our podcast?
It's me, I haven't.
Aaron.